Off!
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
I'm Mr. Wizard.
I'm Tipsy Duck.
We just saw Sabaton and Judas motherfucking Priest.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No,
they weren't
here. Thank you.
That was fun.
Okay, so Sabaton, super fun, goofy Swedish band playing really good metal.
Yeah, like the fun Viking metal that was just weirdly had like a folk music energy when they were just talking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
in a delightful way.
Surprising to nobody who knows me really well, I'm going to say something controversial here. I enjoyed Sabaton more than I enjoyed Judas Priest.
No, I'm with you.
I also feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're controversial, then, you know, so are we.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, I guess, not terribly surprising. But I do fucking love me a Swedish metal band.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think also we're catching Sabaton in their prime. And Judas Priest is on their 50th anniversary touring, which, you know.
Well, Sabaton is not exactly a, you know, new band.
Yeah.
No, but that's why I said they're still, like, in their prime window.
Are they, though?
They were definitely rocking some dad bod.
Oh, yeah.
I just like that, I mean, they're the opening band, and the drummer's on a motherfucking tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah.
Which, it's just like, wait, what?
I mean, they weren't, while technically they were the opener because they were the first act of two.
Sure.
They were really a supporting band, not an opening band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no opening.
Yeah, there was no opening. And
which I was fine with.
They were just up there having fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Hello Kitty guitar.
The Hello Kitty guitar was so good.
Is my guitar coming out? No. Okay. I find out who does this, you're fucking fired.
And, but like, even before that, with the...
With the guitar picks.
Guitar picks,
yeah.
The bass guitarist just putting a bunch of bass picks all over his head. That was great.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
And, about IKEA.
Yeah.
Yes. Jokes I thought.
Yeah, we're coming from the same place as ABBA. Right, yeah.
I was like, it was so enjoyable as a show.
Yeah. Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was super nervous the first two songs before they reminded me that they were Swedish.
Yeah, because they're out there in, like, camo, and there's a tank, and...
Super militaristic imagery, yeah. And, like, this choral sort of Germanic stuff, and I may be a little scarred from the Stained show.
Yeah.
And by maybe a little, I mean, I am a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However,
but they came right around and were fucking awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Magnificent. Yes. They reminded me that they were Swedish, which clued me in on the joke, and I got it. I love that, like, so a large percentage of their played songs tonight, at least, possibly their entire catalog, is military history based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic, and I'm pretty sure that the band itself is anti-war, and that's the point.
Right.
Yeah. Or at least anti- war in most cases, right? Like, they're...
I think they're probably pretty anti-war because you look at the strategy and the history of war and you're like, oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And occasionally NATO's gonna have to do some unfuckinging. But...
Sure.
Anyway, not a military and history podcast.
No!
No.
That's a different podcast.
They were fun.
That we could do.
That we could. But they were a ton of fun.
Yes.
They used the stage space really well.
They did.
And that's something that not every band does.
Yeah.
I mean, Halford's fucking 73. Give him a break.
I was going to get there later.
All right, so Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
Judas fucking Priest.
So the opening where they're all just kind of sitting there on the stage once the curtain drops was fucking hysterical to me.
It was a really rad curtain drop because it wasn't
a
drop.
It like started to drop and then yoink, it went up. It was really cool. But yeah, no, they're all sort of perched on the stairs like it's some sort of 1950s musical.
So their curtain was only over the center, pretty much only over the drums, and it was all print with a background.
It was a some sort of poemy thing for their latest album, Invincible Shield.
The only thing I will say about it, I mean, yes, the the swoop in and then shoot up was kind of awesome. There was a misspelled word on it, which was just annoying me.
Yes, I noticed that too. Drive me nuts.
It's probably misspelled in the album.
Grown.
Whatever it is. But yeah, it was, you know, Bear Witness was B-A-R-E.
Well, that may have been intentional. Maybe it's a naked witness.
That may have totally been intentional. Go with it.
It's It'll a witness feel better. Anyway.
But it was a verb. It was being used as a verb. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're thinking. Stop that.
I heart Rob Halford so fucking much.
Yes.
Metal Leather Daddy is fucking awesome.
I adore
Aging
him.
Metal Leather Daddy.
Dude, he looks like Gandywook from Neverending Story.
Which I spent half an hour like, who the fuck does he remind me of? And then just you nailed it. That was the one I was trying to think. Like I could envision, but I couldn't remember where what I was envisioning was from.
Metal is his particular speciality.
He's so adorable.
He really
is. Rob Halford is a fucking gem. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because, like, there's the Leather Daddy, there's the metal, there's also a little bit of an Aging Queen aura to him.
A little?
There's a lot in there. I don't think that anything has more than a little.
Okay, fine. I would give at least 20% to the Aging Queen, but yeah. Okay.
And he was really rocking some Terry Pratchett fucking vibes.
Yeah. And he was having so much fun.
He really was.
He loves his fans.
I love watching an artist have fun.
Yes.
Yep.
I think also it was a really good balance with Sabaton talking as much as they did between songs and really interacting more that way with the audience. And then Judas Priest going the entire set before Rob Halford spoke rather than sang.
Yeah, sat down and spoke to us for like 5 minutes.
And that was that counterweighted each other really well.
Yeah.
Rather than going, wait, what? It made sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to see a band with half a century of discography.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to see them talk. You want to see your songs played.
I'm really confused about the half a century, though, because not because I'm old, but because I could have sworn that Rob Halford was born the same year that I was, which would mean that he started touring at the age of 5. So...
No, he was definitely not born the same year.
Okay.
No. He is, in fact, 73 this year.
Oh, okay, cool. I feel less weird now.
He is 10 years younger than my father and looks 10 years older.
Well, your father probably hasn't been on the road that long.
That's true.
Yeah.
And moved, aside from when he was, like, leaning forward, which is where I could tell that there's a lower back injury, he was moving pretty well.
He was a little dottery.
Yeah.
But he did an entire headlining rock and roll set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope to God that I have that much energy when I'm 73.
Yeah.
I am impressed that he's still doing the motorcycle shtick because that's where his lower back injury comes from.
Yeah.
He broke his nose and fucked up his back really badly doing that. Like years ago, he hit a ramp wrong or something and like head over heels off of the bike.
He's not actually driving that thing out on stage anymore. They're pushing it.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, like, speaking of using the stage space, right? There was clearly the motorcycle was off in the wings, but Rob would exit the stage sometimes in between, sometimes in the middle of the longer songs when the guitars would have their moments.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I'm like, is he going back? Like, can he not stand? And then he would come back in a different coat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it was a coat change. Changes.
Yeah. No, once I figured out that he was just going in for wardrobe change number 73.
Well, and the guy from Sabaton, he did the same thing.
Yeah.
For every single solo, he got the fuck off the stage. And let the guitarists front the stage.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's like, oh, this isn't about me. You guys watch them.
Yeah, that's good musicianship and good bandmate dynamics.
Teamwork!
Woo!
Screw you guys.
The bassist for Judas Priest was in the corner the entire time.
Yeah, but that's where bassists belong.
That's where bassists belong.
Oh. Nobody puts bassists in the corner.
Unless... unless they're Tony Levin, in which case the bassist does not go in the corner.
Or Steel Panther, in which case he gets a hair solo.
Sure, sure. But, you know. All right.
But, I mean, 50 years, they came, they delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just awesome to see. I have never actually seen Judas Priest before.
Me neither. Yeah.
And,
I don't think. Maybe.
This was, you know, check it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
But definitely a bucket list band.
Yeah.
So, do we want to whine about the fans, or are we just going to ignore it?
It's
like
people being people.
Yeah,
I mean, the whine.
So okay, I guess I might as well, right? But it's a really specific one, right? Because it's people stand during concerts. That's fine.
Sure.
The fact that the two people in front of us were standing the entire time that both bands were playing is an accepted reality of going to a concert. They were boring.
Yeah, they were not having fun.
They were standing there. One guy had his hands in his pockets. The other guy during Judas Priest set was just live streaming it the whole time. Neither of them were engaging or interacting with each other or with the music or with the space. They were just standing there.
Yeah.
If you're going to block my view, you owe it to me to be entertaining.
Or at the very least, enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're standing up. There's nothing different between sitting down and not moving and watching a show versus standing. If you're going to stand, move. You stand because, like, the music has compelled you to move and you've got to do a thing. Like, the guy in front that stood up occasionally and, you know...
Air guitar dude.
Air guitar man.
Yeah.
doing his thing.
I every time he stood up, I was like, oh, representation matters. Because he's bald.
But, I mean, every time he stood up, it was, like, so that he could fist bump. And he's pumped up about the music and go, and then he's just doing the thing where he's got to, like, shake hands and fist bump everybody around him.
He was having a great time.
He's doing his thing.
And then there was the guy on my side in the orange jersey.
Oh, that dude was having the best day of his life.
I could not see him.
Quite a bit.
He was behind the two guys standing for me. So
yes.
When you said that, I'm like, what guy? I finally managed to peek around. I'm like, oh, I see a sleeve that is orange, and it's a dude who's standing who's bouncing around.
He was white man fucking rocking out harder than I have ever seen anybody.
What was Judas Priest? I mean,
but in a way that, like, he would have been just as comfortable rocking out that way on an actual yacht.
Okay, right on.
He was fucking out there lit.
Yeah,
right.
And having a blast,
great fucking time. Like, I wish. Like, I had a good time. I wish I had had as much fun as that dude did.
Yeah. And I was next to a mother-son duo, and, like, I asked them in between sets, like, who turned who onto metal. And apparently she had been into this stuff as a young person, and then he started getting into it, and she was like, yes, I can go to concerts with somebody.
And apparently the 16-year-old son... 17. Said something about, like, you know, why do you want to go to this show? You're too old. And I was like, he doesn't get to say that about Judas fucking Priest, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm paying for the tickets. Shut up.
Child, do not lecture me about the ancient magic. I was there when it was written.
No shit.
But we will probably run into her at several shows, and I turned her on to a number of bands, including Alien Weaponry.
Outstanding.
Nice.
She was sad that she did not go to see Snotty Nose Res Kids because nobody would go with her. I'm like, we would have seen you.
It sounds like we need to invite her to the Discord server.
Honestly, when she sat down next to you, I thought she was someone that you just knew but came separately.
Yeah. No, but there was much chatting, and she has a bunch of my contact information, and she may actually be listening to this. So, hi, Bronwyn.
Bronwyn!
Woo! Hi!
You're clearly one of us, and I look forward to our next concert where we're together intentionally.
Yes. Okay. So, food. Food sounds good.
Yeah, I'm probably refueled. I didn't burn anywhere near as many calories as I have at other concerts, but
sure.
I could still use refuel.
It was an old people concert, so you know.
It has been 9 hours since I put calories in my body.
Oh dear. Let's do this then. I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
I'm Mr. Wizard.
And I'm Tipsy Duck.
Get in the van!
Get in the van!
We're doing
the podcast!
Taco Luke!
Taco Luke! Taco